TalkZone.com.
Mike Northwebio Productions presents Barely Legal, featuring former Chicago Bear Robin Earl and Mike's guy, attorney David Spada, talking NFL football and legal issues in the NFL. Whoa.
Oh, hell yeah!
Okay, it is TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday, and we are streaming live from Morton Grove, Illinois, on TalkZone.com. And you're listening to the Barely Legal Show. Hey, I'm Robin Earl, former fullback tight end for the Chicago Bears. And before I introduce my partner, Mike's guy, David Spada, one of the best attorneys in the Chicagoland area, I just want to thank our sponsors, which include Mike Northwebio Productions, Next Step Medical Staffing, the Liberty International and the Liberty Chicago team, and of course, this show would not be possible, absolutely unbelievably impossible, without my partner to my left here, David Spada. How you doing this morning, David?
Good. How you doing, Robin?
Fantastic. We had kind of an interesting week, didn't we? We didn't fare well with the Tennessee Titans, but maybe we'll have some better luck with the Packers.
I think we're going to be competitive this week. The key is going to be to get Orton back in there, because you were right about our mental midget quarterback, Rex Grossman. He just gagged it. He was absolutely terrible on Sunday against the Titans. I was watching that game. I go, what is he doing? In the first quarter, the Bears are driving for a touchdown. It's fourth and one. You want to keep the defense on your heels, and what does he do? He calls a timeout. They got the first down and score, but what was he thinking?
And the saving grace was he got the first down. That was the final result. So if he hadn't got that first down, I think there would have been about 60,000 fans come on the field and choke him.
I think some of the former players, because of the alumni weekend, would have ran on the field. You might have saw William Perry or Obiegel in there.
Yeah, no question about it. And speaking of the alumni this weekend, it was a great Saturday evening we had with all the guys. There was about 250 people in total, and probably at least, I'm going to say about 100, 100 and a quarter of the former ball players. In fact, very rarely do I wear my alumni ring. I don't know if you noticed it today. It kind of sparkled here. It didn't hit you in the eyeballs today.
It did. Huh? I noticed you got two rings on.
Yeah, two of them on today. I just thought, hey, what the heck? It was a Bear Alumni Week. I only wear it a couple times a year, and it was a nice little gift that my wife gave me for Christmas a couple, 3 years ago.
So. NFL didn't spring for them rings. You had to buy them yourself?
Are you kidding me? I mean, you know, hey, once you leave the National Football League, of course, NFL, you know what that stands for, don't you?
What does it stand for?
Not for long. And you've just got to pick up where you go. You're lucky to get out of the locker room with anything.
What did our new commissioner have to say, Roger Goodell? Or not new, he's been there a year now, but what did he tell you guys?
Well, you know, I had a real busy Saturday morning, of course. I have my Liberty Chicago team meet every Saturday morning about 9:30 at headquarters in Westchester. And then after about 3 or 4 hours there, then I headed to Hollis Hall to have a talk with Roger Goodell. We had probably about 50 retirees there and people that lived in the area. In fact, we had a couple guys that flew from out of town. A couple guys from Kansas City, a couple guys from the West Coast, a couple guys from Baltimore. I don't have their names offhand, but, you know, basically I was really, really super impressed with the commissioner. Well-spoken. He's a very distinguished-looking gentleman, of course. I guess a man in that stature would kind of have to fit that bill. Do you agree?
He has a tough, basically, shoes to fill. I mean, Paul Tagliavue had the job for over 10 years, did a fine job, and Pete Rozelle was the commissioner everybody models himself after.
Well, let's face it. The National Football League is a money machine. Show me the money. It prints its own dinero.
But they're not giving it to the former players.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, that was part of it. You know, I mean, basically, the commissioner wanted to, kind of get the communication ties with the former players and him. Okay, just to kind of bridge the gap a little bit. You know, with the passing of Gene Upshaw a few months back, and now there's kind of a fill in for the NFLPA position, and. skips my mind here. Didn't we look that up to see who's taking his spot?
No one's official yet. They haven't named an official person.
Right, right. That's what I thought. I think he just kind of wanted to come in and talk about some of the improvements that the active players are helping out with the retirees. But really what it boils down to, and here's the big problem that Gene Upshaw faced all the time, is that, first of all, the NFLPA retired players, the organization that I belong to, we get two seats on the board, but we have no voting. So in other words, we don't have a voice. Okay, everything is done to the owners and to the active NFLPA. So when it came down to decisions on do we raise the benefits for the retiree players, well, the players would look at the owners, and the owners would look at the players, and it'd be one big circle jerk. Okay, no one wanted to step to the plate. It was just fortunately a couple years ago that they raised the monthly payout for the pensions of 25%. You know, that was considered a big percentage, but when you're starting with very little money, it's not a whole lot.
Herb Adderley's getting $150 a month, so you give him 25% increase, that's $37 a month.
Yeah, I think Herb opted to pull his pension at age 45, and my opinion is this. You know, yeah, I got 7 years service in, and I could pull my pension as early as 45. I'm going on age 54 right now, but you know, if I can hold off till 60, it's better. You're going to make more, but 55 is really the cutoff. Anybody who pulls their pension between 45 and 54 have serious issues with the Social Security. They might be getting $1,200, $1,300, $1,400 a month. Then once they hit age 65 or 66 and a third or whatever it is for Social Security, Herb's check dropped down below $150 a month.
But I think part of the problem was the former leadership, Ed Garvey, convinced a lot of these former players that, listen, you're not going to live a normal life expectancy. For a male right now, it's about 78. So since you're going to live probably to your late 50s, early 60s, grab the money while you can. And I think he convinced the players, well, I think they're finding out now that these players are living longer. Sure, you have the people die early, but a lot of them live to 80, 90 years old.
David, you hit it right on the nose. Back when they did the studies back in the 70s, 60s, and 70s, and even the early 80s, that they were noticing that the average football player was only living 55 to 56, maybe 57 years old. So that was a huge, huge thing, and then they figured, well, we might as well just start taking it at 45, because if our average age is only 56, we're going to be dead. We might as well collect as much as we can. But they've recently done a study, and they have found that the average football player that plays a minimum of 4 years lives right around the normal expectancy of a male, and I believe it's 82, 83 right now.
Right, depending on the... basically, the race, everything like that, it differs.
Of course, of course. But it's like anything else, you know. I mean, wide receivers and quarterbacks and the skilled guys, you know, they're thin and skinny and all that good stuff. So, you know, they have a tendency not to be obese and you know, get diabetes and so forth and so on. But, you know, I mean, just going, you know, just watching some of my former teammates at the alumni dinner, there's some offensive linemen that better start watching it.
I think another thing, too, is you're going to see the life expectancy go up, because I think with this drug monitoring, with steroids and stuff, the players aren't using them, you're going to see a lot less kidney disease, cancer, things like that.
Yeah, you know, that's a very good point, too, because back when I played in college, I mean, you know, steroids were prevalent. I mean, you know, the trainers were passing them out, for crying out loud. I didn't know anything about steroids. I grew up in a very, you know, very strict household. Of course, my mother was a stay-home mom, and she's a nutritional freak, which is good. You know, she believed in the milks and the vegetables and so forth and so on. My dad was a school teacher and a coach, and you know, if I was ever thought about the fact as a kid's son, you know, the son of a coach, get hung up with the steroid thing, don't come home.
Exactly. You know? Another thing I see here is that the six-person NFLPA retirement board that hears these disability claims, it's three management representatives and three player reps. Okay, so you figure it's split. One of the player reps is Tom Condon, who is the agent for Gene Upshaw. Think there's a little problem there?
Yeah, we're not going to – yeah, nothing's going to go our way too much there.
Exactly.
Not at all. Hey, anybody who's listening out there and would like to call in, the phone number is 888-GO-4-IT. That's 888-GO-F-O-R-I-T, and those turn into 888-463-6746. 888-344-1148. You are listening live to the Barely Legal Show. We've got myself, Robin Earle, and my partner over here, David Spada, is attorney at law, and I can stand up and raise my hand that this guy does fabulous work because I am a client of David.
Another thing, Robin, I want to touch on is I saw on the NFLPA's website a player complaining about his union dues, which are $10,000 a year, which is about 2% of his salary. What were your union dues back in the late 70s, early 80s?
Well, you know, I think we discussed that a little bit. I think at the end of 82 and 83, I was paying pretty close to $1,200 to $1,500, somewhere around there. So let's take that percentage of making my last season with the Bears, I made $118,000, okay? So when you start doing the math, how much is $1,500 of $118,000 as compared to $10,000 as to $2 million?
Exactly. And these players don't understand that they need to give the money to support the union so that they could take care of the former players. But the NFLPA is forgetting that they have to take care of the former players. You go to the NFLPA's website after this Adderley versus NFLPA verdict for the amount of $28.1 million, and the NFLPA on their website puts down a complete miscarriage of justice. The NFLPA is saying this about the judgment their former players got against them, the 2,000 players that Herb Adderley was the lead plaintiff in.
Yeah, and why would the jury do a unanimous decision on the fact that and award the retired players $28.1 million? Now, you're an attorney. Okay, what would be the cost? I mean, you know, yeah, there's they say this $28.1 million settlement. What really gets to the hands of the people who are supposed to receive it?
What ends up happening is the NFLPA's attorneys are saying they're going to appeal this, so this is going to drag out for years. It's going to go to the courts. A large percentage of this is going to go to attorney fees. They have these agreements, so it's, being an attorney, it's bad to say, but on these class action lawsuits, a lot of times the attorneys make out like bandits get millions of dollars, and the money trickles down to the other players. So if you get 2,000 players, say there's $18 million left, they'll get a small percentage of it, which is a total shame, and they don't know who it's going to. They don't know who these 2,000 players are because they asked the NFL players, who's getting this money, the former ones? They said, I don't know anything about it. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
You know what, and that's interesting, too, because you know how many retired players there are that are still living in the United States? Around close to 9,000. So why is it only 2,000? Saw the number here in the Sun Times.
2,056.
2,056. Now, how do you come up with the number 2,056? I mean, here's a perfect example. When I saw this article this week, and I'm reading through this, I go, "Oh, the union owes retirees $28.1 million." Then I see 2,056 retired players. Well, wait a minute. There's close to 9,000 of us. What's going on?
What they should have done, if it's a class action, tell all the former players that you could be part of the class if you want to opt out, not be part of it. You can do it and pursue a case yourself, which no one's going to do because they don't want to pay an attorney.
Well, I never got a letter in the mail. But here's another little thing that the guys that are playing today have got to understand, because really this royalty, so to speak, this money that wasn't trickled down to the retired players is because a lot of these guys are still showing up on John Madden on all of the the Madden
2008.
Madden 2008, right.
What happened is the NFLPA told Electronic Arts to scramble the images of the retired players in the Madden video game, otherwise the company would have to pay them. This was back in 2001. So what they're doing is taking a guy like Dan Hampton, showing 99 for the Bears on the 85 team, but not calling him Dan Hampton, saying, oh, we don't have to pay anything, we didn't use his name. So these games are so sophisticated now. I haven't played them since I was 13, but talking to people, what ends up happening, people 30s, 40s, 50s are playing them, they could have the 85 Bears play the 2006 Super Bowl Bears and see how they compare with each other.
Exactly. And you know what? Anybody that's got a half a brain here in Chicago that was born before after 1970 knows that the 85 Bears, for crying out loud, they know them by heart because they were in junior high and high school when they were playing. I mean, you can go right on down that the D line, the O line, the running backs, et cetera, et cetera. They know them all by numbers and names, for crying out loud.
Exactly. I mean, they could take this 77 Bears, your rookie year, when you were playing with Peyton, when he had the 270-some yards rushing, and say, okay, how would the Ravens defense have stacked up against that Bears offense back in 77?
That's right.
And then they use Robin Earle as a tight end fullback, and you get nothing. And again, well, the key is you should be yelling all the former players, show me the money.
Yeah, show me the money. Now, here's the other thing that maybe is I'll throw out there, too, whoever is listening. I mean, hey, I can imagine, you know, I'm sitting here, you know, this is a dream thing for me to do. I have a life. I live my boyhood dream and of playing in the National Football League. I'm an entrepreneur. I was very successful in the insurance industry for 22 years, and I get to do what I want to do. But for giggles and whatever, I pull up eBay and go under Robin Earl. There is a list of different items in there that people send me to autograph, and they, you know, I usually get some, you know, sob soaking story that this is for my grandmother and she's a big Bears fan and so forth. But you find so much of your stuff on the internet, and they're selling it for a profit. Now, where did they get my top cards and my pitches and so forth? They had to buy it from a dealer, and that dealer's responsible to pay a royalty to the National Football League.
But the dealer's not doing it. They download the picture from eBay, print it on 8x10, at any Ritz photographer, Walgreens, wherever, if they don't check the licensing, and they print the picture. I remember back in the 80s, I got the NFL Encyclopedia. I was a teenager, and I wrote to every player in the Hall of Fame asking for an autographed picture. I'd say about 50% wrote back, send me the pictures. But nowadays, you couldn't do it because the players don't trust these people. This guy's going to sit there and sell it, do this, and this. Joe Namath sent me a picture, O.J. Simpson, Pete Rozelle, all of them sent pictures, and not one of them charged me for it. The only one who tried to ever charge me for a picture was the Chicago Bulls and Blackhawks said you could buy stuff over our team shops or come to the stadium and buy it. Every other team would send me all kinds of pictures. I mean, I had Paul Brown from the Cincinnati Bengals president who started the Browns. It was amazing the people that would write back. You write them a nice little letter, handwrite it, and they would send a picture or something back. I think I got, like I said, half of the NFL Hall of Fame I have autographed pictures of, 8x10s.
And, you know, what's interesting, too, and you know on the internet you can get a lot of garbage out there and so forth. And, you know, I must have had at least a couple of dozen different items that autographed, running the football, catching the football, my top cards, et cetera, et cetera. And let me tell you out there right now, listeners, of I don't know who's listening out there or whatever, but you've got a lot of fraud out there. If you do not see my either 81 or number 39 that I have written on that autograph somewhere underneath it, it's not valid. And I saw several of them without my number. I never, ever sign an autograph without posting my number 81 or 39, depending on what jersey number I'm wearing in the picture.
If people want to get an autographed picture of you, should they write it to the Bears or just call Liberty Group?
Well, I'm going to give you a phone number here. You can dial me direct, 224-515-0500. Just leave me a message. But better yet, my email address is Robin, R-O-B-I-N, 8139@msn.com. And all you have to do is send me an email. And I'd be more than happy to, send you an autographed picture. I've got plenty of them. I got my most prized picture, David. I have to bring it to my Liberty headquarters in Westchester and show it to you. But the producer from the TV magazine had sent me the original copy of the front cover of Walter Payton and myself. I was carrying the football. And Walter was blocking for me, and I had it blown up and just beautifully framed and so forth. Sits on my wall.
We'll be back after this short commercial break.
Attention employers of medical professionals. Do you ever consider how much time and money you spend searching for the perfect candidate to add to your medical team? Do you have a vital staff position you must fill, but you can't afford to hire a full-time staff member? If you're struggling with any of these difficult hiring tasks, then you need to contact Next Step Medical Staffing. At Next Step, you could count on us to alleviate the time, stress, and financial burden of filling your staffing need. The Next Step account management team has over 78 years combined medical staffing experience. We assist our clients fill both temporary and permanent staffing needs in the areas of nursing, allied health, physician, clinical research, psychiatric, and federal staffing services. So if you're looking to fill a temporary or permanent staffing need, then you need to contact Tony Matranga, Client Services Officer at 1-877-6-NEXT-STEP, or find us on the web at nmsstaffing.com. That is 1-877-6-NEXT-STEP or nmsstaffing.com. Let our professional staff show you we are your next step in solving your medical staffing need.
If you're injured at work, don't try to be a hero and work in pain. Immediately tell your boss how you were injured and seek medical treatment. Then call my guy, attorney David Spada, to make sure that your rights are protected. David will fight for the payment of your medical bills, lost wages, and settlement. Insurance companies and employers have individuals representing their interests. Why not you? You must have an experienced attorney on your side. All fees are contingent upon your recovery. Call David Spada at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. When you hear a police siren, what are the first words out of your mouth? Well, it should be to call an attorney you can trust. My guy! Attorney David Spada. Going to court without an experienced traffic attorney could result in a conviction, loss or suspension of your driver's license, traffic school, increased insurance rates, or even jail. I wouldn't want any of these, and you shouldn't either. Don't screw up by not calling David Spada. Call David now. 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. Or visit northtonorth.com to see the reduced rates David Spada is offering.